So welcome, everyone. My name is Michael Gruninger from the University of Toronto, and with Leo Overst from MITRE, we are the co-chairs for this year's Ontology Summit 2014. And if we move to slide two. So this year's topic is Semantic Web and Big Data Meet Applied Ontology. Now, for people who are new to the Ontology Summit, this symposium today and tomorrow is really the culmination of 4 months of work. Over the past 4 months, since early December when we did the brainstorming on the initial topic, we have had virtual sessions every Thursday, and where people have provided a lot of interesting content through different presentations and panels. And this content was organized into various different kinds of tracks. Now, this year's topic was really looking at this idea of, you know, we have the semantic web community, we have the big data community, we have the applied ontology communities. All three of these communities have a lot of overlap. A lot of the work in the semantic web has been, you know, looking at the application of ontologies. A lot of people in the applied ontology community have said, well, you know, semantic web is a great venue for applications of the work that they're doing. And then, as George has mentioned, the variety problem within big data really does seem to require the use of semantics in order to do that kind of integration. And so this year's summit was meant to build bridges between these three different communities and to try to identify commonalities and synergies so that we can going forward, we can really utilize each other's strengths and help each other out with areas that might need more work. So that's been really the great opportunity for this year's summit. So if we move to slide three, so we identified three focus areas. Like I said, within the tracks, you'll see in today's agenda for the symposium, we have the tracks A, B, C, and D, where initially when we planned the summit, we identified these kinds of core areas. Track A is dealing with shareable and reusable semantic content. Track B was dealing with different tools and techniques for using ontologies in different semantic web and big data applications. Track C was looking at bottlenecks in ontology engineering, perhaps looking for new challenges, the unique challenges that arise when ontologies are being applied in semantic web and big data problems. And then track D was specifically looking at the variety problem within big data. So these were kind of the management structure, if you will, of the summit. And like I said, over the past 4 months, we've had virtual sessions every Thursday. And for people who maybe haven't participated a lot in the earlier sessions, all of these are available online through the summit wiki. All the slides are available, and you can download the MP3, listen to it on your iPod on the way to work. A lot of great content there. So we put together these three focus areas that you see here, questions that we felt, you know, really needed to be addressed within the summit. And later on today, we'll be hearing from all the different tracks, the track champions, we call them, who will be presenting a summary of the work that they that occurred within these different tracks, and they're all addressing these focus areas. Tomorrow, we will be having a panel that will kind of addressing some of these questions, and as well, something else for people who are new to the summit. One of the outcomes for the summit is what's called the Ontology Summit Communique, and I'll be talking about that a little bit more, and that will be one of the focus topics for tomorrow. So again, just coming back to our three focus areas, we're looking at one question is, well, how are ontologies actually being used in semantic web and big data applications? And really to see, well, does this really differ from other existing applications of ontologies? One of the early phrases we had in the brainstorming meetings was, you're bringing ontologies from the lab to the street. And, you know, are there some, you know, differences in these applications? Are there still some gaps, and what are the barriers that we need to overcome? A second focus area was how can the semantic web and big data communities better share and reuse the ontologies that are currently being developed? And again, the third question, to what extent can automation and tools overcome ontology engineering bottlenecks? So that was kind of another one of these themes where you had this idea of are there certain bottlenecks that are preventing the exchange of ontologies or the exchange of techniques, the exchange of problems, the exchange of solutions across all these different communities? What are the barriers? What are the opportunities to overcome these barriers? What are the opportunities for increased synergy? So if we move to slide four, just as a summary of just some of the key points that I think we've learned over the course of the past 4 months of the Ontology Summit. First of all, using ontologies with big data and the semantic web really does raise a lot of challenges for the ontology community. Scalability is one of the obvious ones, that the kinds of applications we're looking at in big data and semantic web really are very large kinds of applications, whereas maybe some of the existing applications of ontologies have been, say, more targeted towards different kinds of applications. And the other big question, and we'll be hearing about this through some of the track summaries and part of the discussion tomorrow, is kind of the role of the expressiveness of the underlying ontology representation languages and the role that it plays in the actual application of ontologies. A second lesson that we learned was reusability of semantic content is really one of the critical challenges. It, in some ways, I always kind of point back to the way we use the word ontology really arose out of the SRKV project in the late 80s at Stanford, the shareable, reusable knowledge base project. And in a way, that the whole, like, the way that we use the word ontology, and again, we always have to explain that to parents and relatives at cocktail parties. What does ontology mean? But, it's really all about reusability and shareability. And in some ways, we haven't really delivered on that promise a lot. And this was also recognized as one of the key challenges in this year's summit. And then finally, I think one of the other things we learned is that while the semantic web and big data areas provide great opportunities for ontology-based services, they also pose a lot of challenges in the software tool arena. There really is a need to have better tools for even editing ontologies for large-scale applications, for reasoning with ontologies in large-scale applications, and also to look at new techniques that can really help address some of the bottlenecks in the engineering of these large-scale ontologies. Large-scale ontologies, both in terms of the ontologies itself, in terms of the data that they are using in their problems, and that whole kind of space. So moving to slide five, some of the concrete outcomes of this year's summit. Well, actually, this is very similar to the concrete outcomes of every summit. I mentioned before the communique. So this is a document that together Leo and I and Todd Schneider and Francesca Quattri have been crafting that tries to synthesize the outputs of all the different contributors to the summit. And this is meant to, it's not meant to be a kind of a summary, a Reader's Digest version of the summit. It really is meant to be a sort of a synthesis of all the different ideas that have been percolating throughout the entire summit. And so tomorrow we will be presenting this actual communique for everyone endorse. Thank you. To endorse the communique. And we'll have a little bit of discussion about that. And the idea will be that will be kind of one of the primary documents that we circulate as being an outcome of this year's summit. Another outcome of the summit that we'll be discussing tomorrow is at the end of March, we had a global series of hackathons spanning almost every time zone. And we'll be hearing about the result of that. There were 7 different projects that were executed, and a lot of exciting results where people were actually applying different techniques to very challenging problems. A third concrete outcome of this year's summit was also a collection of use cases, because this is really one of the critical things we feel is necessary, is to really pose use cases as both challenge problems and also as ways of verifying and validating all the work that's being done. And so through these resources, the other thing, too, is with every summit, this symposium is the culmination of 3 to 4 months of work, but we also try to see each of these summits as really being the first step in ongoing efforts. And so what we really want to be able to do coming out of this summit and out of this symposium today and tomorrow is to continue to identify best practices for ontological engineering in these very large semantic web and big data applications, looking for new kinds of applications of ontologies. And the third one, looking at future venues for collaboration among the communities. And in a happy coincidence, this past year, Leo Oberst, together with others, and Mike Bennett, have initiated a new group dedicated to the semantic web and applied ontology. And I go, Leo, if you wanted to say a few words, if I've missed anything, and I'll be talking about this again a little bit more tomorrow.
Thank you, Michael. Yes, we'll go into it a little more tomorrow, but if you're a member of IAOA, the International Association for Ontologies and Its Applications, we have many special interest groups, and one of which is this new Semantic Web Applied Ontology SIG. What we hope to do is have be event-based and, you know, continue the work of the summit. Thank you. No, probably not. Enjoy the summit, folks.
Again, thank you, Michael and Leo. So we will get to the next stage, and let me see. Again, one of the things that, as Michael mentioned, I would like to point out is this summit symposium is a culmination of 4 months of every Thursday. We had almost about 80 people or so, sometimes 100 people, on the web as a virtual symposium. Pardon?
60 to 100
people attending the symposium. So the kind of body of knowledge that we have gathered here, I cannot really calculate the return on investment that we have on this. And we've been trying to calculate over the years. Steve Ray, I think, initiated this long time ago at when he was at NAST. In terms of trying to rationalize, justify the symposium to the NIST folks in terms of, in terms of the cost involved as such. But there's a lot of voluntary stuff going on here, and we appreciate all the effort put in by the volunteers for this particular summit symposium. So there's a lot of work which went into the thing. Anyway, a lot of thanks to all of the volunteers and the people who have participated in the symposium to make this happen. I think this is very, very important. I'd also like to point out this is the 9th, I guess, in a series. And hopefully we'll have the 10th next year. Okay, that'll be the decade of the ontology summits. With that, George,